Thank you and good morning. District Attorney Maggie Fleming issued a statement on the investigation into an officer-involved shooting on Highway 299 that involved a CHP officer and the shooting victim, Richard Estrada. The DA's office has determined that CHP officer Timothy Gray acted in self-defense after he was attacked by Estrada following a traffic collision on Highway 299 on December 18th of last year. When Gray approached Estrada, who had slammed into a power pole, Estrada attacked the officer with a machete, inflicting serious wounds, before Gray shot and killed Estrada with his service weapon. Estrada struck Gray several times, knocking him to the ground, and with his back on the ground, Gray was able to draw his weapon and shoot and kill Estrada. District Attorney Fleming said that they reviewed camera footage from Gray's patrol car and interviewed numerous witnesses that determined Gray acted in self-defense. The sheriff's office is investigating a shooting incident in the Alder Point area on Wednesday night that sent two people to the hospital with serious gunshot wounds. Deputies responded to a 911 call from a residence on Wade Road, along with medical personnel. They contacted a male and female victim who had been shot. Both victims were airlifted to the hospital for treatment, and the search for the shooter is underway. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies, along with the county SWAT team, arrested a man wanted for a series of violent crimes following a five-hour standoff in Covelo this past weekend. 20-year-old Manuel Rodriguez was wanted for armed robbery, two incidents of attempted murder involving a firearm, vehicle theft, and felony evasion, among other crimes, when investigators learned he may be in a residence on Airport Road in Covelo. Due to the threat posed by Rodriguez, the deputy supervisor on scene called for the SWAT team, and a five-hour standoff ensued after they determined that Rodriguez and three other people were inside. Rodriguez and the others ignored repeated commands to exit the house until the early morning hours on Sunday, and he was taken into custody without incident. Also arrested were 33-year-old Lucy Lincoln for warrants and harboring a fugitive, as well as Debbie Lincoln and Tasha Wake. All four were booked into county jail. Rodriguez and Lucy Lincoln are being held without bail. The Arcata Fire Protection District will host its annual open house on Saturday at the renovated fire station in downtown Arcata from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Arcata Fire Protection District is in the midst of an expansion, with a new headquarters building under construction in McKinleyville, and new full-time firefighters have been hired to increase staffing. Fire Protection District voters will decide in November whether or not to increase a parcel tax to pay for additional staffing for the department. The open house coincides with National Fire Prevention Week, and the focus of fire prevention officers is the importance of smoke detectors. Fire and Coast Guard equipment will be on display, and Department Chief Desmond Cowan said in a statement that events like these help the department educate the public on fire safety. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was just over a week ago that Sheriff Mike Downey announced that the Memorandum of Understanding between the county and the Hoopa Tribe for law enforcement service on the reservation had been canceled. Downey explained the reason behind the suspension, which came down to a lack of qualified personnel. County sheriffs in California are responsible to enforce state law on tribal lands, and that has led Downey to increase staffing in the Hoopa area, including the reservation. Downey said that a new MOU could happen in the future, but as it stands now, he's got to provide deputies.
There was only one officer left. It was not sustainable. I'm working with the tribal council and the chairman. I think that if we get to a point where they have qualified personnel and we can come to terms with an MOU, we may enter back into that. But right now, again, it's my responsibility under Public Law 280 to do that anyway. So we're there. We're doing our job.
With the tribal police force down to one qualified officer and with the suspension of the MOU in place, tribal police no longer have extended jurisdiction.
Right now, tribal police no longer have the authorization or authority to enforce state law. They can enforce tribal law and tribal ordinances on tribal land. They have no authority off of tribal land. I went ahead and took steps last week and canceled that MOU, and we're still talking, and hopefully we can bring that program back someday once they get qualified officers.
There has been a change in the tribal council and tribal leadership in the past 6 months, and any new agreements will be done with the new governing body in place. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.